Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we don't beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your niece. Go wake up your nephew. Go wake up your uncle. Go wake up your auntie. Go wake up your mama, your grandmama, your granddaddy, and your daddy. Wake them all up and let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. We on the air, y'all. Beaming the love of Jesus Christ from Dallas-Fort Worth to the known world, wherever they got internet radio. All right, let me go out here and get my roosters this morning. I need to hurry up and get my roosters on here and wake y'all on up this morning and get on out the bed, sleepy head. Get out the bed, sleepy head. It's time to get your day started. So get out the bed, sleepy head. Oh, I know what I need to do. Let me just go out here and get another good song. Let me go get another good song. Yeah, this is another good song. Thank y'all, Rooster. Let me put the roosters up first. Thank y'all, Benny Red and Crow. Thank y'all. Y'all sure be doing y'all job. Let me go out here. This is a quartet song. Slim and the Supreme Angels talks about people get ready.
And Melvin and Green, and they have a great ear for music. So we decided to do an album with them and let them produce it. Baton Rouge is a good town for us, and the promoter Gene Williams, he's just out of sight. He's a young man, but he promotes a show. He makes sure people be there from everywhere, and the people in Baton Rouge are so nice. You wouldn't understand when you see these folks how they receive you when we go home. They write us letters, they call us up, and so we can't wait until you come back again. So we decided, so let's go to Baton Rouge and do this next album.
If I had another song to sing tonight, I believe I would tell y'all to do this. People get ready. There's a train are coming. You don't need no money to ride it tonight. All you got to do is just look up and just
thank the Lord.
All you got to do right now is Mississippi. Oh, y'all know what it is. I said, would it be all right? Y'all gonna have to let me hear you now. Come on, Melvin, where you at? Thank you. Bless you. Take the time. Let the Lord use you.
Yeah. I want to say this one thing. People get ready. When the spring are coming. Don't need no chicken now. Just a little boy.
like that Slim and the Supreme Angel saying, people get ready. And they brought in old Melvin and Doug William to help them out there. All right, it's time to read the Bible. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading this morning out of the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 30 and 31. Jeremiah chapter 30 and 31. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord.
This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Write in the book all the words I have spoken to you. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will bring my people Israel and Judah back from captivity and restore them to the land I gave their ancestors to possess, says the Lord.
These are the words the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah.
This is what the Lord says. Cries of fear are heard. Terror not the voice. Ask and see, can a man bear children? Then why do I see every strong man with his hands on his stomach, like a woman in labor, every face turned deathly pale? How awful that day will be. None will be like it. It will be a time of trouble for Jacob, but he will be saved out of it. In that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will break the yoke off their necks and will tear off their bonds. No longer will foreigners enslave them. Instead, they will serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. So do not be afraid, Jacob my servant. Do not be dismayed, Israel, declares the Lord. I will surely save you out of a distant place, your descendants from the land of their exile. Jacob will again have peace and security, and no one will make him afraid. I am with you and will save you, declares the Lord. Though I completely destroy all the nations among which I scatter you, I will not completely destroy you. I will discipline you, but only in due measure. I will not let you go entirely unpunished. This is what the Lord says. Your wound is incurable, your injury beyond healing. There is no one to plead your cause, no remedy for your soul, no healing for you. All your allies have forgotten you. They care nothing for you. I have struck you as an enemy would, and punished you as would the cruel, because your guilt is so great and your sins so many. Why do you cry out over your wound, your pain that has no cure, because of your great guilt and many sins? I have done these things to you, but all who devour you will be devoured. All your enemies will go into exile. Those who plunder you will be plundered. All who make spoil of you, I will despoil, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because you are called an outcast Zion, for whom no one cares. This is what the Lord says. I will restore the fortunes of Jacob's tents and have compassion on his dwellings. The city will be rebuilt on her ruins, and the palace will stand in its proper place. From them will come songs of thanksgiving and the sound of rejoicing. I will add to their numbers, and they will not be decreased. I will bring them honor, and they will not be disdained. Their children will be as in days of old, and their community will be established before me. I will punish all who oppress them. Their leader will be one of their own. Their ruler will arise from among them. I will bring him near, and he will come close to me. For who is he who will devote himself to be close to me, declares the Lord. So you will be my people, and I will be your God.
See, the storm of the Lord will burst out in wrath, a driving wind swirling down on the heads of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he fully accomplishes the purposes of his heart. In days to come, you will understand this.
At that time,
declares the Lord.
I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they will be my people.
This is what the Lord says.
The people who survive the sword will find favor in the wilderness. I will come to give rest to Israel.
The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying,
I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. I will build you up again, and you, Virgin Israel, will be rebuilt. Again you will take up your timbrels and go out to dance with the joyful. Again you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. The farmers will plant them and enjoy their fruit. There will be a day when watchmen cry out on the hills of Ephraim,
come, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God.
This is what the Lord says.
Sing with joy for Jacob. Shout for the foremost of the nations. Make your praises heard and say,
Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel.
See, I will bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them will be the blind and the lame, expectant mothers and women in labor. A great throng will return. They will come with weeping. They will pray as I bring them back. I will lead them beside streams of water, on a level path where they will not stumble, because I am Israel's father, and Ephraim is my firstborn son. Hear the word of the Lord, you nations. Proclaim it in distant coastlands. He who scattered Israel will gather them and will watch over his flock like a shepherd. For the Lord will deliver Jacob and redeem them from the hand of those stronger than they. They will come and shout for joy on the heights of Zion. They will rejoice in the bounty of the Lord, the grain, the new wine, and the olive oil, the young of the flocks and herds. They will be like a well-watered garden, and they will sorrow no more. Then young women will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. I will satisfy the priest with abundance, and my people will be filled with my bounty,
declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says.
A voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more.
This is what the Lord says.
Restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work will be rewarded,
declares the Lord.
They will return from the land of the enemy, so there is hope for your descendants,
declares the Lord.
Your children will return to their own land. I have surely heard Ephraim's moaning.
You disciplined me like an unruly calf, and I have been disciplined. Restore me, and I will return, because you are the Lord my God. After I strayed, I repented. After I came to understand, I beat my breast. I was ashamed and humiliated because I bore the disgrace of my youth.
Is not Ephraim my dear son, the child in whom I delight? Though I often speak against him, I still remember him. Therefore, my heart yearns for him. I have great compassion for him,
declares the Lord.
Set up road signs, put up guideposts, take note of the highway, the road that you take. Return, Virgin Israel. Return to your towns. How long will you wander, unfaithful daughter Israel? The Lord will create a new thing on earth. The woman will return to the man.
This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says.
When I bring them back from captivity, the people in the land of Judah and in its towns will once again use these words. The Lord bless you, you prosperous city, you sacred mountain. People will live together in Judah and all its towns. Farmers and those who move about with their flocks. I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint.
At this I awoke and looked around. My sleep had been pleasant to me.
The days are coming,
declares the Lord,
when I will plant the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the offspring of people and of animals. Just as I watched over them to uproot and tear down, and to overthrow, destroy and bring disaster, so I will watch over them to build and to plant,
declares the Lord.
In those days, people will no longer say,
the parents have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge.
Instead, everyone will die for their own sin. Whoever eats sour grapes, their own teeth will be set on edge. The days are coming,
declares the Lord,
when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them,
declares the Lord.
This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time,
declares the Lord.
I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbors or say to one another,
know the Lord,
because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest,
declares the Lord.
For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more.
This is what the Lord says. He who appoints the sun to shine by day, who decrees the moon and stars to shine by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar, the Lord Almighty is his name.
Only if these decrees vanish from my sight,
declares the Lord,
will the descendants of Israel ever cease to be a nation before me.
This is what the Lord says.
Only if the heavens above can be measured and the foundations of the earth below be searched out, will I reject all the descendants of Israel because of all they have done,
declares the Lord.
The days are coming,
declares the Lord,
when this city will be rebuilt for me from the Tower of Hananel to the Corner Gate. The measuring line will stretch from there straight to the hill of Gareb, and then turn to Goan. The whole valley where dead bodies and ashes are thrown, and all the terraces out to the Kidron Valley on the east, as far as the corner of the Horse Gate, will be holy to the Lord. The city will never again be uprooted or demolished.
All right. That was Jeremiah chapter 30 through 31. May God bless those that read and who have heard his holy word. All right, y'all, it's time for prayer. It's prayer time now. It's time to come to Jesus. Come on, y'all. Come on, mama, daddy, grandbaby, grandmama, granddaddy. Come on, y'all. Let's make our prayer circle and let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for giving us another day, a day we did not earn, a day we did not merit, but it was by your amazing grace that you have given to us another day. Lord, we do just thank you, dear God, for all the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you, God, that we can look at our hands and we got the movement of our hands and our legs. Thank you for their mobility. Lord, we can hear this morning. We thank you for our ears that we can hear. Thank you, Lord, for our eyes that we can see. Thank you, dear God, for our nose that we can breathe, dear God, and smell. Thank you, dear God, for all the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for all of our organs and organisms, dear God. Thank you for our life, our health, our strength. Now, Lord, we do want to pray for those that are less fortunate than us. For there are those out there, Lord, who can't walk. There are those out there who can't see. There are those out there, dear God, who don't even know that they are in this land of the living. Because, Lord, they are not even in their right mind this morning. So, Lord, we just pray for them. We pray, dear God, for those who don't have food on the table. We pray for those who don't have clothes on the back. We pray for those who don't have transportation this morning. Lord, but we know that you can make a way for them when there seem to be no way, dear God. We pray for those who don't have jobs to go to, dear God. We pray that you will indeed find a good job for them, dear God. Lead them, guide them, and direct them to the one, that job that you have already created for them. Matter of fact, you created them for that particular job. So lead them to it, dear God. For Lord, if you can lead birds to find worms, Lord, you can lead us, dear God. And you can lead that man, that woman that need that job, dear God. For Lord, you love them even more than you love the birds. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Now be with your people. Go before us, go with us, and go behind us on this day. And we'll be careful to praise you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. We done sung our song. We done read our scripture. We done had our prayer. Clock on the wall is saying that's all this morning for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you so kindly for joining us this morning. Thank you for waking up early this morning. All right. Now let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour with Minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready now in a minute or two to get that early morning sermon on for these early birds. You know, they say the early bird catch the worm. All right. Then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back again with Ghostbusters, because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in that situation room where I give you a Christian response to the issues about day. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackle. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Then at 12 o'clock, in this end of these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. In Your Corner, we'll be rebroadcast at 12 and 6. Ghostbusters will be rebroadcast at 1 and 7. The Situation Room will be rebroadcast at 2 and 8. A Look in the Book will be rebroadcast at 3 and 9. Unshackle will be rebroadcast at 4 and 10. And A Deeper Look in the Book will be rebroadcast at 5 and 11. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us, because we are in Your Corner.